From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. President Obama addresses climate change. U.S. President Barack Obama is unveiling new regulations Monday aimed at cutting carbon pollution that comes from the nation's power plants. Mr. Obama's clean power plan would reduce reliance on coal-fired electricity and move towards renewable energy. The goal is for plants to reduce their carbon emissions by 32% below 2005 levels by the year 2030. Individual states would be responsible for coming up with their own plans to meet the target. In other climate news, a wildfire raging through Northern California has doubled in size, threatening homes and businesses while spreading into other northwestern states. The blaze has scorched land and destroyed dozens of homes and buildings north of San Francisco. California authorities have called for more than 12,000 residents to evacuate the area. Following his visit to Kenya and Ethiopia, U.S. President Barack Obama on Monday hosted 500 young leaders from sub-Saharan Africa at the White House. The Mandela Washington Fellowship of the Youth African Leaders Initiative connected the young leaders to 20 American universities, where they spent several weeks expanding their skills from entrepreneurship to civil affairs.
And the reason I've devoted so much energy to our work with the continent is, as I said last week, even as Africa continues to confront many challenges, Africa is on the move. It's one of the fastest growing regions in the world. Africa's middle class is projected to grow to more than 1 billion consumers, with hundreds of millions of mobile phones and surging access to the internet. Africans are beginning to leapfrog old technologies into new prosperity.
The president urged the young Africans to build on the progress made in Washington. You are listening to VOA News. Speaking in Doha, Qatar, Secretary of State John Kerry says Gulf Cooperation Council foreign ministers agree that the Iran nuclear deal will contribute to their region's security, though they must be prepared for anything.
But we will also work with our friends and allies in the region to make certain that we are doing the most possible to prevent any kind of external or illegal and inappropriate engagement within a country from destabilizing our friends and allies in the region.
Kerry says the two sides agreed to establish working groups that would seek to expand regional security through cooperation on issues including intelligence sharing, special forces training, and maritime security. In a related story, a new survey in the United States shows that by a 2-to-1 margin, Americans oppose the international accord to restrain Iran's nuclear development program and think it will make the world less safe. The public opinion poll released Monday by Quinnipiac University in Connecticut showed that registered voters by a 57% to 28% margin opposed the deal the United States and five other world powers finalized last month. Greek stocks plunged on Monday when the Athens Stock Exchange opened for the first time in 5 weeks, losing nearly 23% in the opening moments of trading. By day's end, the market had closed down 16%, with bank stocks battered as the Greek government struggles to negotiate a new bailout with its international creditors, the country's third in the past 5 years. The sharp decline in stock values wiped $11 billion off the books. Authorities in Myanmar say 46 people are now dead after several days of flash flooding and landslides. The Ministry of Relief and Resettlement announced Monday that about 200,000 residents in northern and western Myanmar have been affected by the disaster. This as governments, military, and relief organizations scramble to carry out rescue operations and provide aid. Weeks of heavy rains made worse by a cyclone that hit late last week caused flooding and landslides that have hit the western part of the country hardest. Some areas have seen floodwaters several meters deep. Sluggish economic activity in China and falling oil prices have triggered a steep decline among Asian stock markets during Monday's early trading. Investors pulled out of the markets after a private survey showed China's manufacturing activity in July falling to its lowest levels in 2 years. Economists say this suggests more rough water ahead for the world's largest, second-largest economy. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish for VOA News. For more, log on to voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.